Welcome, friends. You are listening to the Elastic Retreat. You have to know where we are. Place called Spear Pants Radio. We broadcast all over the world. As we have
wailing and jumping up and down and sucking up that fine juice and patting each other on the back and telling each other who the greatest cat in the world is. Mr. Malenkov, Mr. Dallenkov, Mr. Eisenhower, who's the reason, why's the loser, and Mr. Woodhill, Mr. Beachill, Mr. Churchill, and all them hills, they gonna get it straight.
This week's episode is an interesting tribute to a guy
that ever stomped on his sweet swing
named Lord Buckley.
And they called this Yaw Cat. Now you see, all you cats I know heard about Vasco da Gama, the island bumper. He's a cat that had a big fat publicity agency, what I mean to say, Vasco da Gama bump island number one, boom, put in the book. Vasco da Gama bump island number two, boom, put in the book. You see what I mean? He was with it all the way, publicity style, but there was a cat jumping around that time that had some bad press that cut this pole cat to shreds. And his name was Cabenza de Gasca the Gasa. He was a warrior stud for Ferdinand I, and Ferdinand I was a balling king. He was a king that liked to ball up a breeze and put on many a double gala swinging-headed Mardi Gras. He liked the ball all the time. He's one of them kind of cats that say, get Prince's locker to another castle. Will you right away? He said, we ain't got no more castles, your majesty. He said, well, build a one. Don't stand there like an idiot. What's the matter with you? Consequently, the cat was short of change, and you see what I mean? And he said, I had to send over a little expedition to the New World, knock up a little bullion. And like I explained, Cabenza de Gasca the Gasser was a war instead of first lieutenant for Ferdinand. And he had a bad scam in front because he got on a three-ship leak, and they had a square captain that ran into a short tilt and blew the whole gig on the beach in Florida in 1410. And Florida in 1410 was Crocodile City. A cat couldn't stomp, flip, or step anyway. Them crocodiles snap, snap here and snap, snap there. And them poor cats are ducking and dodging them crocodiles and trying to get straight. And every bug in the jungle is hitchhiking a ride on these poor cats. And the mosquitoes is dive bombing these poor cats. And it was the Cabenza de Gasca the Gasser and his buddy cat and them all the parrot. And the parrot had the best lick because he had that feather coat, you know, and them other poor studs didn't even have a Union Oil map. So they had to stomp on down the beach, and Cabenza de Gasca's buddy cat didn't move fast enough, and the crocodile snapped him out, and they had to tuck him in a hole and sweep some sand over his wig and swoop the scene. Because they didn't know where they was going, but they know they had to go, because they know where they was wasn't it. So Cabenza de Gasca the Gasser stomped all the way to North Dakota. That shorty cat didn't know where he was going in the first place. Then he turned around and stomped all the way to Mexico City. When he got down to Mexico City, he sat down and he wailed a note on Ferdinand I to hit the cat that he's still gigging for him. And where he'd been doing all this here time only took him 8 years, little Sunday afternoon groove. He said, your most royal swinging majesty, I've been on a lot of sad tours. I've been on a lot of mad beat, bent up, down, ridden excursions. I've been on a lot of tilted picnics and a lot of double unhung parties. He said, I suffered from pavement rash. I've been bent, twisted, spent, de-gig, flipped, trapped, and babapped. But he said, I never was so drunk in my whole life like I was with this here last gig you put me on. He said, it was rough. It was dollar. Seemed like Cabenza de Gasca the Gas and the Indian cat in the pad wailed up and all through this stomping, ducking them, living dive bombing mosquitoes and then flipping and dapping from them crocodiles, snipping and snapping at them and the pole cats in such a bad strain and binding, breathing in staccato to keep the pilot light lit. But they went stomping on through all the way and finally boom, bumped into an Indian village. And the gas said, well, we got everything straightened out. I'll go in there and hip the chief and get a couple of buckets of them acorns and say, if we straighten ourselves out, we might not find out who he is, but we find out maybe where he is. You see what I mean? Now there's a link. But before he could take another sound out of his mouth, the chief come in the whale and said,
nah, me know your big miracle head. Me hear you by Indian grapevine. You come, many big him ship, he no sail water. He got white wings, he sail sky. Me know, me hear you. You plenty hip head. You got a miracle wig. Good thing you come. Me got buddy cat. Him have little difficulty, 17 crocodile. Little bit hung up, little bent. You straighten him. You put a magic lick on this boy, put him on feet, me give you a couple bucks acorn, maybe 2-3 squaw, okay? He ain't even handed the cat a Nabisco up to now, and there's the poor gasser weaving and wailing and bent and spent. And he was up against a rough mind. He knew he had to do something. He knew he had to wail some way. He knew that he had to go. He couldn't stop there. And this poor cat that posed the wail on his feet was in very fatigued condition indeed. He was right on the edge of the razor's flip, you see what I mean? He on the theme of the beam of the invisible edge. He was standing there getting his wings. Said, let me try that number 17 again. Really, I think this is a little tight for me. I like that 17-foot wing spread anyway, much better. He was on his way out. Now, the gasser, like I explained to you, if the chief had asked him to knock this cat off, he'd have made it, because that was a cat's lick. He didn't know nothing about bringing him in. He was busy taking him out. But like I say, he was on the end of the bind, and he knew he had to blow, and he was Cabenza de Gasca the Gasser. So the gasser fell down on one knee, and he held his head upward, and he said, Lord, this is Cabenza de Gasca the Gasser wailing to you, Lord. Said, ain't no use looking for me in the book, Lord, because you won't find my name there, Lord. I've been wailing in another part of the field, Lord. But I said, I'm in a terrible bind now. Said, oh, I know, Lord, there's sound in you from all over the world. Help me here, help me there, help me this way, help me that way. But this is the first time I ever put a sound on you.
you, Lord. And like I told you before, Lord, we in a bad bind here. And you do me one little favor. There's a buddy friend, a friend of the chief, Lord. He's in sad condition. He had a terrible time of 17 crocodiles, Lord. And it's, I know it's a big job, Lord. You're gonna have to do him from stem to stern, Lord. But if you straighten this man, Lord, if you put this man on his feet, though I've been wailing for fighting and voice up to now, Lord, I'm gonna hip you if you straighten this man for me. You got yourself a boy.
Look out of the corner of his eye to see this cat he was wailing for. Get up and stomp away. Well, that gassed the gas out. It also gassed the Indians. They dug up the rest of the acorns and straightened the gas with some scalp. And they knocked a few on the marquette and flipped three or four on the pad. And everything was groovy. But it seemed like in 1410, it was bad times in the country. And everywhere the gasser and the pad and the maw swung forth to, all the villages didn't have no scoff. They were scoffless. But always had two or three cats there waiting for the gasser to wail on his feet. Even had one poor stud was under a rug for 4 days. They put the gasser down by his side and wailed him up. He wailed about 172 straight line miracles right across the countryside, which they've been trying to explain away even to this instant. And the gasser, in his note to Ferdinand I, said to him at the end of the note, "Your most royal swinging highness, I found out on this bad lick that there is a great power within that when it is used in beauty and unselfishness and clarity of devotion to love can heal and cure and cause miracles. Cabenza de Gasca La Gasa. 1410.
Thank you. was born with a teacup on my head, copper tin lead, ash dust, sky color. Oklahoma, plus 1,000 years of rust. Examine it carefully before it set ablaze. Take it all in before it's gone, gone, gone. Let's notice everything. I mean every grain of salt. Let's be thorough to a fault. Next time we'll build it twice as strong. And all of this will disappear as quickly as it came. The fire and the rain oxidize and rearrange. Focus on the way to get out. Virginia, 1902, there was nothing we could do. Cracked bell fell off a train. Slow walking down Cedar Avenue, I came to find you. I came to feel her bang. Speed and no more direction, and no more push and pull, and no more lessons. Save it for the afterlife. Don't wanna hear your confessions. It's the hammer walking. Then it's the hammer down. And all of this will disappear as quickly as it came. Fire and the rain oxidize and rearrange. Focus on the pain.
My lords and my ladies of the royal court, the religious fantasy of Jonah and the whale. Now, the great lord was sitting in his rosy rocking chair one hallelujah morning when he looked down and observed by a great body of water a little mortal about 5'2", and the lord dug the mortal, and he called for Gabe, and Gabe put down his horn and swung with the book, And the Lord flipped the pages. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. And it was Jonah getting his kicks on the beach. And said, man, sure is crazy out here in this here beach. Man's got a lot of room to groove in the sun shining down. Everything's a melody and fine. Now, when the great Lord has something he must have done upon the earth, he calls upon his favorite children to do it. So the great Lord put the sound on Jonah, says, I dig you, Jonah, I dig you, Jonah, I dig you, Jonah, because Jonah is the Lord's sweet boy. Jonah said, man, where is all that jazz music coming from anyway? Sound like 72 jazz bands jumping off here. Man, makes much jiggle and wiggle. He said, whoo, whoo. So I know them seagulls ain't wailing up no breeze like that. I said, the whoppoorwills and the canal bears going to care. I said, I got the craziest feeling all over my body. Ooh, feel like I'm going to stretch my wings and ooh, good morning, Lord. The Lord said, good morning, Jonah. He said, Jonah, I got a little favor. Jonah said, ain't that crazy? 96 million cats for the Lord to put his finger on and a sea like Jonah. Ain't that groovy? And the great Lord said, Jonah, I want you to cross the Red Sea and put the message on the Israelites. They're squaring up over there. And Jonah said, man, you don't mean this here big pool, do you, Lord? Boom. He said, man, look at them waves. Boom. He said, you must mean some little old Jonah-sized pool, don't you, Lord? Great Lord, said Jonah, put your nose into the wind and the message will come to you. And Jonah put his great nose into the north wind. It was not there. He put it in the east wind. It was not there. He put it in the west wind. It was not there. But when he put it in the hallelujah south wind, it was there. So he traveled for 22 days and 15 minutes and came to a great cathedral-like group of trees, lifting their glorious arms up to heaven in supplication of the master. And down at the bottom of these giant sequoias, Jonah saw growing a strange green vine. And he said, just like Brigham Young, this is it. And he sat down beside it, and he observed of it, and he admired of it, and he plucked from it, and he rolled of it, and he selected of it, and he swung of it, and he said, why is that fool pool the Lord want me to dig? Look out, here come Jonah, and he ready, the day is long. Boom, cutting a gigantic V right through the breast of the waves, and suddenly fatigue hit Jonah in the back of his soul, and he lay his great body back in the water, and he lulling in the waves, and Morpheus was goofing on his eyebrows. And sleep came to Jonah, and he slept for 12 hours and 15 seconds. When he woke, what did he see? I'll tell you what he saw. He saw the whale. And what did he say when he saw the whale? He said, get me from this sin immediately. And the whale said, man, every time I stick my nose out this pool, I sure see some crazy jazz. This is the bending end. So what you mean, the bending end, Mr. Whale? I said, look at that. He talked to you. What do you know about that? He said, of course I talk, Mr. Whale. I said, don't you dig the marine news? Ain't you hip to what's going down around these here waters? I said, wait a minute here. Take it easy now. He said, ain't no taking it easy, Mr. Whale. He said, it's a big pool. You groove your way. I'll groove mine. I'll swoop the scene and dig you later.
He said, look here, here's a little old bit of nothing to me and mouse no place. He's gonna hip me the king of the dip what the lick is. He says, I've got the good mind to gobble you up.
Jonah said, don't you do that, Mr. Whale, because if you do, I'm gonna knock you in your most delicate gear. The whale say, that do it. And he swallowed Jonah. And here was Jonah, slipping and sliding from one side of this great sea mammal to the other, fear and terror in his heart. He couldn't go out the front end, and he's afraid to go out the back end. And all of a sudden, he fell down on these great thick rubbery rugs, and a piteous sound came from Jonah. He said, Lord! Lord! Can you dig me in this here fish? And the Lord said,
I got you covered, Jonah.
Joseph, man, the Lord got a crazy sense of humor. Say, maybe that's the reason I dig the cat so much. Tell me he's got me covered again, got me surrounded. The great Lord said, Jonah, reach in your watertight pocket and take from there some of the cigarettes you got in the great tree, and courage will return to you. And Jonah did. You see Jonah inside this giant whale, smoking this strange cigarette, watching the pistons pound driving and boom, pushing on the great valves. Ooh, expanding and ow, expanding. And finally the whales say,
Jonah.
And Jonah say, what is it, fish? What is it, fish?
Hey, you got a new captain on this here mass mess now, Mr. Fish. He say, I'm outside no more. I'm inside now.
Well, say, Jonah, what in the world is you smoking in there? I thought I was off the Kennedy Islands. Here I is 2 minutes for the Panama Canal. This jazz got to go.
Jonah say, what do you care? I'm smoking in there. I'm the captain of this mass mess. I've explained to you before.
Say, Jonah, what are you doing stomping all over the engine room like that, poor boy? Why don't you sit down someplace and cool yourself? You getting the ride for nothing.
Jonah say, I'll stomp all over this here engine room as long as I want. Say, what is this wheel? Say, we got there, boy. You messing with the dynamo wheel there, Jonah. Look out there. Don't worry.
Messing with that equipment like that here.
Jonah say, what is this here lever here?
He said, look, I met you, Jonah, boy. Boy, look out what you're doing. You got my full speed ahead lever. Jonah, look out for the rock on the right. The rock on the right, Jonah. Cool. He say, it ain't cool at all. We in this shallow water. Jonah say, that's all I want to know. And ha-bam, hit the whale's big sneezing meter and blew him out on the cool.
Which only goes to prove, as Confucius said many, many years ago, it's translated briefly means, if you get to it and you cannot do it, there you jolly well are, aren't you?
Thank you.
Now, there's different kind of cats. You see, now, like this here cat sitting over there, he probably George Washington cat, you see. He dig George making it cross the stream with the eyes and stomping soldier and all that. And that cat over there, he probably a Benny Franklin cat. He's with Benny Franklin. But myself, I'm a Lincoln cat. That's me. I dug sweet old swinging nonstop, heavy-headed Sweet Abe. You used to call him Lanky Link. That's what they call a cat back in them days, Lanky Link. 4 big hits and 7 licks ago, ah, before Daddy swung forth upon this sweet, groovy land, a swinging, stomping, jumping, blowing, wailing new nation. Hip to the cool groove of liberty and solid scent with the ace lick that all the studs, chicks, cats, and kitties, red, white, or blue, is created level in front. In state, talk the same, dig what I mean? Now we are hung with a king-size main day civil drag, sounding of whether that nation or any up there nation dig so hip and so solid scent can stay with it all the way. We's here to dig this chop-beaten session on the site of the waste jazz blown in the entire issue. Getty's mother boy. We have stomped out here to turn on a small soil stash of the before mentioned hassle site as a finer, sweet sod pad for those who laid it down and left it there, so that this jumping happy beat might blow forevermore. And we all dig that this is the straightest lick era pet. But digging it harder from afar, we cannot take no wailing bows. We cannot mellow. We cannot put down the stamp of the Nas on this sweet sod. Cause the strong non-stop studs, both digging it and dug under it, who hassled here, have mellowed it with such a wild, mad beat that we can hear it, but we can't touch it. Now the wildcats will short dig. You hear what I say? Short dig. Not long stash in their wigs what we is beating our chops around ya. But it can never successfully shade what they vaunted here. It is for us the swinging to pick up the dues of these fine studs who cut out here and fly it through to Ennsville. It is hipper for us to be signified to the glorious gig that we can't miss with all these bulging eyes, that from all these A-stamped studs we double our love kick to that righteous ride for which these cats had sounded the last nth bong of the dell of their bell. That we here want it struck up straight for all to dig, that these departed studs shall not have split in vain, that this nation under the great swinging Nas shall room up a whopper of endless Mardi Gras, and that the big law of you states, by you studs, and for you kiddies, shall not be scratched from the big race. And that's why I'm a Lincoln cat.
Yes, you are listening to the last episode of
Yeah.
ladies of the royal court, an incident from the life of the precious Mahatma Gandhi. Now, you see, like I explained to you, they call this here cat the Hip Gan. That's what they call him. That's everybody call him the Hip Gan, the sweet, precious Hip Gan. Because India was swung India. He wailed India. He gassed India. He grooved India. Now, I'm going to tell you why. You see, India was bugged with the lion. Every time Indy get a little extra scarf in the cupboard, wham, here come the lion, chomp, swoop the scene, and there stand the poor Indian scarfless, bugged him to death. That was before the Hip Gan blew in on the scene, see. And the day that the Hip Gan blew in on the scene seemed to be the lion's big swinging day, because he was into that scarf's patch up to his shoulders, scoffing up an insane breeze. So the Hip Gan back away about 30 or 40 feet, and he hold out his arms cool-wise, and he do a running bar jump, and mop, whapped on that lion's tail so hard that the lion swooped the scene, and that gassed Indian. Gassed him. So naturally, in return, they want to gas him back. So Mr. Ribbidee, the Indian pop trailer, he sent out all the notes to all the Indian musicians, to the Ribbidee players, and the dong-dong players, and the dang-dang players, and the mang-along players, and the reed heads, and the lute heads, and the blute heads, and all the blowing heads there was, to come on in, that they're going to gas a big jam session, but again, and whew, here they come. Here they come, the happy groove, grooving into this big place to send and swing the gan. And when they all get in there together, Mr. Ribbidee, the Indian pop trailer, he stands up, he said, "Boys, you know what to blow when the saint comes marching in." They say, "Groovy." So here come the gang with the 26 chicks with the horn-rimmed glasses and 19 nanny goats and 2 spinning wheels. And he looks so sharp and so fine and so groovy, because he got a nice, clean, white dow-dow on. And the love light is beaming through his glasses and gassing the whole scene. And they swing him in, and they sit him down on some nice, groovy sofa pillows, silken, that is. And the cool the nanny goats and the chicks all cuddle, and they start to blow. "And my lords and my ladies, I'm going to hip you. You may heard a lot of jams session blown off. You may have heard of New Orleans flips. You may have heard of Chicago style. You may have heard of all kinds of jazz jumping the wildest and the most insane. You may have heard of many musical insane flips, but you studs and stallions and cats and kitties never dug any session like these cats blew. They wailed so hard that the snakes in the jungle picked up on the lick and come stomping in for the session. Had to send out the snake gods. Ain't no dancing tonight, boys. We just hipping the gang. That's all. Playing little jam session. Brought the poor snakes clean down. And they had to send around the wig tappers, you see what I mean? Say, Jack, I can't put that wig back on you, man. It's going in the same hole. You blowing too hard. You got to cool yourself for a little while. And they're blowing up such a crazy, groovy scene that it was W for your head. And when the scene was all over, Mr. Ribbidee, the Indian pop triller, he swing over to the Hip Gan, and he do a nice swinging bow, and he say, "Oh, great, sweet, swinging, groovy, double clutching, high, non-stop, pine, top, go, of all double swings in beauty."
And the Hip Gan say, "Well, if I ain't, I'm a big, fat, groovy pole on a rough hill on the way there." He said, "Tell me something." You see, he's a very hip cat, the Hip Gan was. He said, "Tell me something. Did you dig the scene?" And the Hip Gan said, "Baby, when I hear them rabbity players and the dong-dong players and the bloom-bloom players and the flip heads and the lute heads and the reed heads and all these boys wailing up such an insane love breeze, it brought to me the beauty and the mysticism and the wonder and the gorgeous theme and the gorgeous swing and all the great wild non-stop ethereal that is Mother India."
So Mr. Ribbidee say, "Well, your sweet hipness, I like to twist it my wig getting this session together for you, but I sure did enjoy it because I see the beauty in your face. But would you do me a little favor?" Say, "Of course, baby." He said, "Tell me, which one of the instruments did you dig the most?" So the Hip Gan looked at him, and a love look came on his face, and he said, "Well, baby, the music of all India, which I dig the most, the instrument you ain't got here.
Mr. Rafferty said, man, what are you saying? It's all got the doong doong blaze, and the bang bang blaze, and the liberty blaze, then the reed heads and the loot heads, and every head that I could dig up a swing out of the jungle here to blow with his cat, he'd tell me the one he'd dig the most, I ain't got it.
Say, that's right.
He said, well, sweet double hipness, great beloved nonstop beauty, straighten me, cause I'm ready.
And the hip guy said, that's right, well, here's the lick.
He said, baby, the instrument of all India, which I dig the music the most of, the swings my soul up in a great cathedral head of beauty, is the music of the he said, the spinning wheel, baby. Knock a little patch on the cat's pants. Swing a coat on grandma. Get a little juice on the table. Swang up with a little circus money. He said, the spinning wheel, baby. I hope I didn't bring you down.
Well, I wish I knew what I could say or do that would give me another chance with you. Well, I was mean as I could be, but I wish that you could see I never meant for you to end up hating me. Yeah, I wish I knew I still had you. Yeah, I wish I knew.
I came to lay Caesar out, not
to hip you to him. The bad jazz that a cat blows wails long after he's cut out. The groovy is often stashed with their frames. So don't put Caesar down. The swinging Brutus hath laid a story on you that Caesar was hungry for power. If it were so, it was a sad drag, and sadly hath the Caesar cat answered it. Here, with a pass from Brutus and the other brass, for Brutus is a worthy stud, yea, so are they all worthy studs, though their stallions never sleep. I came to wail at Caesar's wake. He was my buddy, and he leveled with me. Yet Brutus digs that he has eyes for power, and Brutus is a solid cat. It is true he hath returned with many freaks in chains, brought them home to Rome. Yea, the looty was booty, and hip the treasury well. Dost thou dig that this was Caesar's groove for the push? When the cats with the empty kicks hath copped out. Yea, Caesar hath copped out too, and cried of a storm. To be a world grabber, a stiffer riff must be blown. Without bread, a stud can't even rule an anthill. Yet Brutus was swinging for the moon. And yea, Brutus is a worthy stud. And all you cats were gassed on the Lupercal when he came on like a king freak. Three times I lay the kingly wig on him, and thrice did he put it down. Was this the move of a greedy hipster? Yet Brutus said he dug the lick. And yes, a hippocat has never blown. Some claim that Brutus's story was a gag, but I dug the story was solid. I came here to blow. Now stay cool while I blow. You all dug him once because you were hipped that he was solid. How can you now come on so square? Now that he is tapped out of this world, City Hall is flipped and swung to a drunken zoo. And all of you cats are goofed to Whig City. Dig me hard. My ticker is in the coffin there with Caesar. And yea, I must stay cool till it flippeth back to me.